The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Daf Sadi Amud Beis, the Gemara has a debate between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We know in general, in order to be obligated in Makis, lash is a good old-fashioned whooping, you have to do a lav sheyesh bo maisa. In fact, the classical case is from not to muzzle an animal while it's grazing, while it's eating, because it's sar ba'alechayim, it's not right. So if you muzzle the animal, it's a lav sheyesh bo maisa, and you are chayev in makis. The shaila is, and everyone agrees to that. So the debate in the Gemara between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish is what happens if you chasma bakol. Basically, you muzzled him with your voice. In other words, you scared him, you screamed at him. So it's voice activated. You're not doing any physical action. Normally, you put the muzzle on the animal, so it involves a clear-cut action. But here you are talking, it's voice activation, and you're causing the same result without the physical action, but it's causing the result that the animal is not eating. And that's the purpose of muzzling. So what is the halacha? So Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rav Yochanan says, it's no different. You are Chayiv. You're creating the same result. It's no different than putting the muzzle on, and therefore you're Chayiv Makis. And Reish Lakish Amar Pater. And Reish Lakish says Pater, because, so what's the reason for each? So the Gemara says, Rav Yochanan Amar Chayiv, Akimas Piv, Havya Maisa, because opening up your lips is a Maisa. By screaming at the animal, you initiated the act and it was the same result. And Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Kala Lo Havya Maisa. Reish Lakish says, no, there was no Maisa. In order to be Chayav Makish, you need a real, pure, unadulterated Maisa, a real action. There was no act done, so by definition, you're Pater. Rav Yochanan says, no. Here, if you do an action, Yechayev, is Dibor a Maisa? Well, we'll see. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. In this case, it is a Maisa. So the question is, Tosfos asks, according to Rabbi Yochanan, then, we know we have a famous prohibition. The Chafetz Chaim made even more famous, has a book on it, Lashon Hara, not to speak evil, gossip evil words about someone. And unfortunately, you know, we all probably violated to some extent. But let's say someone goes ahead and violates Lashon Hara. So the question is, he's definitely over in Avera. Is he liable for a Maisa? Because Tosis asks, Akimas Piv Ave Maisa. But saying, according to Rav Yochanan, that raising your voice, doing a voice activation to create the result is chayev. So therefore, Lashon Hara also is Akimas Piv, it's a Maisa. Therefore, how come we don't consider, why is Lashon Hara considered a lav she'ein bo Maisa? So Tosis answer, v'yesh gomar, the lo kama Rav Yochanan Akimas Piv ave Maisa, l'hacha mishum, there'll be Diburei ka'avin ma'isa shahochem. V'dasha b'lo achila. In other words, the distinction is, voice by itself, dibur by itself is not a ma'isa. You have to actually cause some physical change. Something has to happen. So Lashon Hara, even though spiritually it affects you and it might hurt the person, I mean, you might embarrass the person, but bottom line, the person, you can't tell, there's no open change on the person or on you. You spoke Lashon Hara. There's no clear connection. However, when it comes to screaming at the animal, it's clear you caused the same result. The same result you caused by muzzling the animal, you will muzzle the animal with your mouth, and therefore, Akimas Piv, when it's, if it leads to a change, to a Maisa, so then you are chayev. And in fact, you know, that'd be the question someone would say, today you have Amazon Echo, Google Home, all these voice activations. So would you say, based on here, it would seem that telling Alexa or Siri or whoever the names are to do something, so if you're causing a change, telling Siri to turn a light on for you or doing a maisa, so if voice activation is causing, is creating an action, so according to Rav Yochanan, it should be problematic. And as well, we see as well from the Gemara in Baba Kama. That's what Rav Asher Weiss has a whole discussion on about getting, doing something Derek Segula versus doing something which is normative. So we see the Gemara in Baba Kama says, Daf Yiches Amabez, Tarnago, Shohoshi Rosho, Avir Kli, Schuchetz, Vitakabo, a Tarnago that screams out, that, and he causes, he really shrieks loud, I guess kind of like when you saw in the old movie, someone just, you had these people like singing opera or whatever, and then these, the glass used to break. So let's say the Tarnago did it. We talk about the Gemara says Mishalem Nezek Sholem. The Gemara says that you are chayev regularly for it, and even though, and we see it must be considered direct because we have a rule by Nezikin, the Grama of Nezikin, not that it's, we want you to do it, but you might be chayev bidei shamayim, but you're not chayev bidei adam. So we see, it must be that it's not a grama. We see that your voice activation of the animal, the screaming, that's like the animal doing it itself. And therefore we see again another case where dibor akimas piv is a maisa again, because it's causing a change. And here there's a, and it's very popular, it's becoming more and more popular today with modern technology, but even in the kashrus world. So one of the issues in kashrus, especially if you're out of town or if the factory is or is in China or Taiwan, somewhere where you can't have quick access, the mashkiach can't be there every day. So the question is, the Ramah quotes Halacha by Pas Akam about throwing in a twig in the fire, it's good. In fact, that's a different discussion. That's the Star K Rav Heinemann. That's why I think they call it a glow bar. But putting electric light, a bulb, into the oven, and it gives warmth. So he says that takes away the problem of Bishul Akam. Just like it takes away the fire from a Pas Akam to Pas Yisrael, so too it takes away, you see, it's considered when you put the twig in. So Rav Heinemann says so too, if you put the glow bar in, it also works. So the Star K holds from this, a lot of OU does not. Rebelsky is very against, and I believe Rav Schachter as well. I think there was a big debate among the OU, so they went to Rav Yashav. According to Rav Shachter, the only time they went to Rav Yashav, because they knew he would say it's Husser, so they asked Rav Yashav, and the way Rav Shachter said, he used to be involved with the Rabbanut, so then he felt more of a need to find kulas. But later on in his life, he wasn't interested, and he said he didn't like the idea. So what did the Star K says it's good because it's like the Ramah, just like you could just putting a twig in. So therefore, that's enough. So what's the distinction? So Rebelsky and others point out, number one is because when you put the twig in, that becomes part of the fire. That turns it from a non-kosher fire to a Jewish fire. But over here, the bulb's staying separately. And I think Rav Belsky was also more against the second one, that what's the heter? The fire is there, and then you put the twig on. So you already were involved after the fire is on. Here, the bulb's going on, but you're not, the fire's not happening until later. So either way, it's a debate today among Hashkachas, but that's, that has to do with the Maisa. But the point here is there's, I think he's from Lakewood, Rabbi Shane, maybe Yehuda Shane. So is they having a device where, I guess you call it on your cell phone or whatever phone you want, and it causes the oven to go on. And what, and so is that considered Bisho Yisrael? Or at least is it not considered Bisho Akum? So actually on this, even on the OU, I think Rav Belsky, Rav Elyashav, and other, so you have the Gedolim, not all, and I think the Badat, 80th greatest, doesn't accept it in Eretz Yisrael, but Rav Elyashav, Rav Wozner, Rav Belsky, they all consider it Bisho and Pas Yisrael. So therefore, again, we see that voice activating, calling in and saying something on the phone, and Akima Spivari Maisa, because you're causing the oven to go on. So we see another example where Dibor is considered Maisa, and therefore it would be a problem. So based on what we're saying right now, it would come out then that speaking to Alexa, Amazon Echo, and causing Malacha to happen, so it would sound, we pass on like Rav Yochanan, that Akima Spir HaLimaisa, and we pass in that way by Bisho Akum also. We assume we use it, that the voice makes it a Maisa that's considered Bisho Yisrael. So we see voice activation causing a Maisa, seems to be a Maisa, so that would be problematic in terms of using, let's say, these different devices on Shabbos.